In Bloomington Normal, summer means swimming pools, fresh sweet corn, the sounds of crickets, and opera. GLD's Laura Kennedy has more.
The Midwest Institute of Opera is gearing up for the 2018 season with Pirates on the Prowl and The Love Lessons of a Romantic Poet. Opening July 22nd and running through August 5th, the season takes place at the Illinois State University Center for the Performing Arts, and this year features Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance and Offenbach's Tales of Hoffman. Established in 2011, the Midwest Institute of Opera, or MIO, provides professional performing opportunities for emerging opera artists. Currently the only opera company in central Illinois, MIO is run by John and Tracy Cook. In selecting the operas for this summer, Tracy says they decided to go with the feel of the season and stage shows that are fun.
Pirates of Penzance, everybody loves a great love story and adventure story and some comedic moments thrown in.
And so, puffy shirts, because there's pirates in it.
Yes, well, for our pirates, we're actually going with a little bit of a Jack Sparrow kind of thing with our pirates. And they're definitely going to be a silly group of people. And I think that we all can actually identify with the silliness of the pirates and also of the other characters that are involved.
Is this your first time doing Gilbert and Sullivan?
No, we've actually, a couple years ago, did Pirates of Penzance for our high school workshop, and it was really successful. And we modernized it to be set in the 60s. So, and it was hysterical. But this time we're going to keep true to the storyline with a more traditional setting, but with some modern-day twists to make it very approachable to our modern-day audiences.
So, John, why did you choose the Tales of Hoffman?
I think we proved, I can't remember when we did Carmen, it was about 4 years ago.
Yeah,
four years ago.
Yeah,
and we proved that we could do an opera all in French. It's a huge challenge for us and for our singers. We had in mind two alum, Jared Johnson from Idaho and Anthony Gulo from Pontiac, to do the four devil parts.
There's four devils in the
table
of
the same person.
Because there's a prologue and an epilogue that are basically filled with three acts of Hoffman's fantasies about women and muses, and the bad guy sitting on his shoulder to say, "This isn't going to work, dude. You ain't going to make it." You know, we thought of Anthony and Jared because they're both awesome singers, and then we were challenged a little bit with who to ask Hoffman to play Hoffman. And Hoffman is a pretty much kind of heavier dramatic tenor role.
Mm-hmm.
It's throughout the whole piece. And
so it's very demanding.
Yeah,
vocally for the Hoffman.
So what happened was we thought, well, maybe some people will come audition for it. Well, as it turned out, there weren't any young people that really
were ready,
ready to approach the repertoire. Hoffman.
Right.
So my best friend, Todd Koalas, who's a tenor up in Chicago.
And it was a great voice.
Great voice. And
amazing.
I've known him for over 30 years.
He was our Radames in Aida when we did it here.
Stunning voice. We asked Todd, I said, Todd, are you interested in doing Hoffman? He said, yeah. Sure, he's done it professionally in English, not in French. So he said, I'll just have to relearn it in French. And, you know, it'll be kind of neat because he's a mature singer. That didn't mean old.
He's a mature singer. Like a
and
fine wine.
For our younger people to come see him, you know, work and sing and everything, I think it's a really good learning lesson for them.
Well, the younger artists that we have employed, because we auditioned throughout the whole country, and we have actually people coming from Canada to the program this year. We've had people apply to our program from Italy, Bulgaria, all over. We get a really great roster of singers. And these young singers can learn so much from Todd, because he's already had a really great career and also has a great established technique. So the program is just not about providing this amazing opera program, but also bringing the education element to the community.
So I understand you have some summer master classes that you'll be offering.
Yes, and they're open to the public. Our one is a professor from U of I, Yvonne Gonzalez, who we've had before, Metropolitan Opera singer, stellar voice, great human being, amazing singer. And she just brings so much seasoned teaching to her master classes. The people that will be singing for her will be predominantly the female voices. And then we are bringing in
ISU alum Tom Studebaker, who's a Heldon tenor. He's
a what tenor?
Heldon tenor.
What does that mean?
Well, a heroic. It means a heroic.
Big voice.
Is it an heroic or a heroic? I don't know. Heroic tenor, which is a heavier tenor. That voice type is sort of a higher baritone, but with a lot of punch in his voice, mainly for Wagnerian roles and some of the heavier German and French roles. He's a great singer, great guy. So bringing him in to do.
And he's also a distinguished alum. This past year, ISU recognized him, and he gave an amazing concert, and that's how we got to meet him. Mm-hmm. And we're just really excited to have his talent as part of our program this year.
So anybody in the community could sign up for this?
They could come to see it and then learn by watching, because you actually learn more by watching when you're a singer, because then you can really internalize what's going on stage.
So I understand you have three casts for the Pirates of Penzance. Why is that?
Well, we have three casts because we want to give opportunity to as many singers as possible, and also to give the community different types of voices in each role with different types of experiences. So for Pirates of Penzance, we have three casts, and for Hoffman, we have three casts as well. And the three casts in Pirates also include our MEO Opportunities cast.
Now, what is MEO Opportunities?
MEO Opportunities is our educational program. We invite children, senior citizens, people with disabilities or special needs, and also families who can't normally afford to come to an opera to come to one of our performances as a matinee. And the opera lady comes, which is myself. And I introduce the opera, and then I do a educational presentation. It's about 5-10 minutes, and then they get to watch the whole show for free. So then they get to really experience what it is, and then they can take that information, take it out into the community, and spread the word that opera is cool. It's huge. It's our biggest concert. It's basically standing room only. That is one of the few concerts at ISU where we actually fill the whole concert hall. So if people want a ticket, all they need to do is go to our website and contact us to reserve. You can only get a ticket if you reserve.
And don't wait to the last minute on that.
No, not at all. Right. Not at all.
Okay. You're also doing some songs at the University Galleries, operas and songs at the gallery on July 27th and 28th and August 1st. Tell me about that.
It's a recital that are presented by our artists, and they get to choose repertoire they want to sing from Broadway, classical Broadway, opera, and art song. And it's a way for our artists to show more variety and more opportunities to sing, and also for us to provide lunchtime concerts for people who can't attend our shows so they can get that element as well. Many of our singers who are understudies, who are covering the shows, will be singing selections from the operas that we're presenting.
And this is free.
This is totally free. Yes. I mean, it's a no-brainer, guys. Get to the Midwest Institute of Opera. www.midwestinstituteofopera.squarespace.com. And just enjoy the music.
Did I say two words in that whole thing?
No!
You were great.
No, because I have joy in my voice.
Oh, she does.
Joy, you're like, whatever. So that's what we're doing, those concerts. So that's really exciting. So it's a way for the community, again, to get a free opportunity to hear this music. As always, the Midwest Institute of Opera is always looking for sponsors and homestays. If you can't financially open up your pockets to the opera company, but you have an extra guest room or bathroom and you love to be surrounded by artistic people, this is an awesome opportunity to do that. Again,
that's just like with the baseball players at the Corn Belters. They're hosted. They have a host family. And I think the football players, you know, the indoor football team, they do that too. That is so interesting.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And then that's a way for you to know an artist. Many of our artists go on and have careers. Remember, when you give to an organization, especially a nonprofit, it's not just about the money, it's about service and time.
That's Tracy and John Cook from the Midwest Institute of Opera. Their 2018 season opens July 22nd at Illinois State University's Center for the Performing Arts. I'm Laura Kennedy.
The Tales of Hoffman will be sung in French with English supertitles. The Pirates of Penzance will be in English, and supertitles will also be provided.